This book is written in these numbered propositions, and I'm just starting in at number 52. There are 285 altogether. So, long before either wave or particle, some, Pythagoras, Euclid, Hipparchus, thought that our eyes emitted some kind of substance that illuminated or felt what we saw. Aristotle pointed out that this hypothesis runs into trouble at night as objects become invisible despite the eye's power. Others, like Epicurus, proposed the inverse. The objects themselves projected a kind of ray that reached out toward the eye as if they were looking at us. And surely some of them are. Plato split the difference and postulated that a visual fire burns between our eyes and that which they behold. This still seems fair enough. 53. One image of the intellectual, a man who loses his eyesight not out of shame, Oedipus, but in order to think more clearly, Milton. I try to avoid generalities when it comes to the business of gender, but in all honesty, I must admit that I simply cannot conceive of a version of female intelligence that would advocate such a thing. Quote, an abortion of the mind, this purity, William Carlos Williams. 54. There are, however, many stories of women, particularly saints, blinding themselves in order to maintain their chastity, to prove that they, quote, only have eyes for God or for Christ. Consider, for example, the legend of St. Lucy, patron saint of the blind, whose name means clear, radiant, understandable. What seems clear enough? In 304 AD, Lucy was tortured and put to death by the Roman Emperor Diocletian, and thus martyred for her Christianity. What is unclear? Why exactly Lucy runs around Gothic and Renaissance paintings holding a golden dish with her blue eyes staring out weirdly from it? Some say her eyes were tortured out of her head in her martyrdom. Some say she gouged them out herself after being sentenced by the pagan emperor to be defiled in a brothel. Even more unclear, the twinned legends of St. Madonna of Ireland and St. Tridwana of Scotland, two Christian princesses who were pursued by undesirable pagan lovers, lovers who professed to be unable to live without their beloved's beautiful blue eyes. To rid themselves of their suitors, Madonna supposedly plucked her eyes out and threw them at the feet of hers. Tridwana was slightly more inventive and tore hers out with a thorn and then sent them to her suitor on a skewer. 55. In religious accounts, these women are announcing, via their amputations, their fidelity to God. But other accounts wonder whether they were in fact punishing themselves, as they knew they had looked upon men with lust and felt the need to employ extreme measures to avert any further temptation. 56, quote, love is something so ugly that the human race would die out if lovers could see what they were doing. Leonardo da Vinci. 57, there are those, however, who like to look, and we have not heard enough, if anything, about the female gaze, about the scorch of it, with the eyes staying in the head. Quote, I love to gaze at a promising-looking cock, writes Catherine Millet in her beautiful sex memoir, before going on to describe how she also loves to look at the brownish crater of her asshole and the crimson valley of her pussy, each opened wide, its color laid bare, for the fucking. 58, I like to look, too. Quote, St. Lucy, you did not hide your light under a basket, end quote, begins one Catholic prayer. 59, in his book On Being Blue, William Gass fancies himself a sojourner of both eros and intellect. He writes, as readers, this is what we want, the penetration of privacy. We want to see under the skirt. But his performance is eventually tiresome. Quote, what good is my peek at her pubic hair if I must also see the red lines made by her panties, the pimples on her rump, the broken veins like the print of a lavender thumb, the stepped-on look of a day's end muff. I have that at home. End quote. After asserting that the blue we want from life is in fact only found in fiction, Gass counsels the reader to give up the blue things of this world in favor of the words which say them. This is Puritanism, not Eros. For my part, I have no interest in catching a glimpse of or offering you an unblemished ass or an airbrushed cunt. I'm interested in having three orifices stuffed full of thick, veiny cock in the most unforgiving of poses and light. I will not choose between the blue things of this world and the words which say them. You might as well be heating up the poker and readying your eyes for the altar. Your loss.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Go out with a bang. Yeah. Thank you guys very much.
That's great.
That was awesome.